Good morning from Frank FM, and we have the pleasure of having Stephanie, now it's Bridie.
Exactly.
Wow. Mina.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We have Stephanie Bridie on the phone. She is the co-founder and CEO of Behavioral Health Innovators, and you have an amazing event coming up called Dink It Forward, and this is my partner, Doug Fry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. It's on June 1st, our event, but it's great to get the word out now.
It is. Okay, so tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So a little bit about Behavioral Health Innovators. We've been around for almost 10 years. We're a nonprofit that is working in the space of teen addiction and related mental health issues, bringing programs and services and supports for that population on the Cape. And also Nantucket, they are sending students to one of the programs called the PASS program, a positive alternative to school suspension. So this upcoming event is our first annual pickleball tournament. It's being held at the Marston Mills Pickleball Court in Barnstable on June 1st. And there are, I think, four brackets, advanced, intermediate, men's, women's, and it starts at 12 and goes to 4, and there'll be healthy snacks and refreshments and awards, and we have some great sponsors. Cape Cod 5 is our kind of premier sponsor, and we have Pink Door Catering from Falmouth providing the healthy snacks and other sponsors that we've kind of been blowing up social media with, including Robinson Financial and Qubit. There's a lot of folks that are jumping on to support our event.
Now, when you talk about these issues, I think a lot of people's minds automatically go to adults, but it's a very large problem with the age group that you folks work with, right?
Exactly. In fact, the National Institute for Drug and Alcohol Addiction says that the 15 to 19-year-old male population has the highest incidence of overdoses on synthetic fentanyl.
And
the research just isn't there yet, and they're focusing now on that population. But exactly. And most people, honestly, don't think it'll happen to their kid. And it's a hard disease, a brain disease, that people really haven't wrapped their minds around yet. The optics are still kind of surrounded by the stigma of addiction.
Right. And you seem to be the only people doing anything about this population.
We are. I mean, we would welcome anybody else to jump in. There obviously, Mina, there's no money in it in terms of the treatment centers for this population. A lot of the treatment centers, it's all private pay. So people, for example, on MassHealth that would benefit from those services are really kind of not prioritized.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and then folks can't really afford the private cost, obviously. And then even if they went to treatment, because there's no treatment centers on Cape for 18 and under, when they come back, it's the same people, places, and things that fueled their behaviors and their struggles. And it's really hard, especially now that we're turning the page into the summer. There's a lot of partying. The whole vibe on the Cape is adults are having a great time, which is great. But the message to teenagers is it's okay for them to do it as well. So they're in a lot of trouble, teens, and actually the middle schoolers too right now.
It's crazy. It really is. And I'm so glad that you guys are bringing this problem to light, because we really need to do something about our younger generation now. It's really out of control.
Exactly. Yeah, no, the more we can kind of get the word out and the more we can empower parents, kind of put a different set of glasses on and say, you know, God forbid it's your child, but they're all our children. You know,
exactly.
It doesn't discriminate. It's like any other disease, right?
Yes. Well, so Dink It Forward is taking place on June 1st. It's for an incredibly wonderful cause, and people can come and watch the game in Marston's Mills and cheer on the folks, and hopefully you're going to raise some good money, see what we can do about this awful problem. You are amazing.
Yeah.
You and your crew are amazing, and we are so looking forward to your Inside Cape Cod coming up this Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on all four of our Coxon Media stations, and we are honored to be able to air this information for our listeners. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for your time. I know you're a very busy lady, but you do wonderful work, and thank you. Thank you for coming on Frank FM.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
You too. Anytime.